our pace augments with technology, our fluency needs to be constantly interrupted, not to collide with those of others. The pioneering vehicles crowd all the points of departure and are now exclusively used for occasional leisure. Spirituality is tiered from our souls and transplanted in the ephemeral artificial. The rise of the actual culture representative of its time is kept confined in the most marginal of places. As consumer societies base themselves on antagonism, any sense of communal achievement is neglected from the very beginning. One of the recurrent mistakes is to finalize our goals to a predefined aim. In the pornographical displayment of beauty, one thing is worth the other. It is the social functionalism to limit and erase the individual's creativity. A continuous facing of reality is the way to erase all pretentiousness. And even the climatical warnings generate a haste for commerce. A tendency for the natural beauty can completely exclude us from the technical society. The real consumption occurs under the necessary update to the wild innovation. It is for the sake of the mass that human communication gets robotic. It is the impact of appearance to be determinant in the ephemeral society. The electric groove is a flashing spectacle allowing no peace of mind. It's the pride we take in ourselves, in our micro-society, that destroy any possibility for a communal living. And we don't even put ourselves to test if the balance we once established with nature can be recovered. As the technical problem obsesses us, our imagination burns out, neglected. The users of artificial remedies fail themselves to understand the causes behind their medicated pain. And contemporary socialization occurs in the least adventurous of states, and its only refreshment is a constant novelty. Contemporarity associates the organic exclusively with death and does want to get rid of it. The reusage, characteristic of the human genius, is substituted with the overloaded functionalism of technology. And human spring is kept postponed, causing the eternal flowers never to produce any fruits. The political rave with which we are infected destroy any possibility for poetical contemplation. In today's society, an humble thought will be always a failure. How our initial intentions are distorted as soon as they face the shiny variety of commerce. And we abstain from the technified unknown instead of reshaping our inner self. And the contemporary man would not undertake any activities unless they are predetermined by his profession. The stress to have to catch up with an automation that is at all times activated. From technical executor, we have become designers of the executive parameters. And we are allowed a longer time to live, yet far diluted and eventless. We keep absorbing without reaction nor processing what is being absorbed. The civilized human has completely lost that antiquity that rooted him so deeply to nature. And we are down to execute the networking technologies without an actual lucid overview of what is going on. And real happiness is the result of being successfully self-sufficient. As we are never to awake from the mental sleep injected by technology. And no matter the potential of the content, it is exclusively the first appearance of the container to count. And while the natural pace keeps us together, the technological one can create wide distances. And the only choice that is left is to adapt to all of the possibilities without really conforming to anyone in particular. And we worry about the sudden dangers of nature when the slow and unexpected danger is waiting for us in the artificial. Our experience of nature is just a transitory one. Our natural inclinations no longer correspond to the ephemeral ones proposed to us by society. Since the final product can no longer render its process, it's the process itself to be the only value. And even in the days when the communicative tools are widely distributed, a celebration of the few is still occurring. The modern medium becomes the reflection of itself and falls into a deep abyss. And the scope of contemporarity is no longer the achievement of edification, but of mere leisure. And communication has drifted from being a natural dialogue to a artificial monologue. And we take our biggest pride in the institutional manifestation, failing to understand the power of our own willing. And those obstinate to refresh their interface will soon be forgotten. And where all our aims have been displayed, we are lost in a search without a clue of what to look for. It is in the technical mediation that we experience communicative hemorrhagia. And without the institutional frame, the picture has no value. And the only socially supported constructions that are not commercial are those with a pathetic moralism. In our technically prolonged existences, there seems to be no longer a pressure on making our time worth it. And we are not really sensitive to our changes, since technology can repair what can turn out to be a damage. In the electrical versatility, we contemporary fear any long-lasting engagement and any pride for our own origins are diminished by the global picture injected by the media. And we would instinctively help those that need to be helped, but don't dare to interfere with the social apparatus meant to do so. And the causes of our cancer are not to be found in nature alone, but in its artificial alterations. It is the technical automation to dictate the human rhythm.